highest BGN you're listening to Urban Radio.
Hey, this is Aspern from ForbiddenNinja.com.
Hi, this is Zach from UTForums.com.
This is Apex Twin from GameAvens.com.
Hi, this is Lord of Doom from UTZen.
Hi, this is MungoZen from MungoZen.com.
Hi, this is Gleam from LWZ.
Sup, y'all? This is The Count from Wolfit.com.
Howdy, this is Talon from UTScripts.net.
Give me a radio check.
And you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald, Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Hey, greetings and welcome. I am Oswald, your host of Urban Radio, right here on TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. Another week down, and the community is still waiting in anticipation of Beta 2.6. We have received many comments directed toward us by the community. Some about the leaked build that's currently circulating through some of the servers. Rest assured, we are still working as quick as possible to finish up Beta 2.6. I know that may come as a shock and a surprise to a few, but development can only move so fast. Hopefully the community has continued faith in Silicon Knights development, and hopefully you do remain loyal to the community and the mod. With that said, I'm going to get right on to the show after this. You guys ready? I'm ready.
Lord, I'm about to see your light. And if you wanna find hell with me,
can show you what it is. Little Mother, it's Danzig to start us off this Friday. Welcome to Urban Radio. I am Oswald, your host of Urban Radio right here on TSN. Glad you could join us this afternoon, evening, wherever you are in North America, in Europe. So what's going on? you guys are going to have to tell me how I sound here, seeing as I have a few things I've been working on here. As some of you know, I was supposed to shoutcast a 2v2 OGL match last night. Unfortunately, that did not go off. I had quite a few technical issues I had to deal with. I believe I have most of those straightened out thanks to Spellbinder and Mungo Zen and Dragon for trying to work with me and solve my problems. So my voice does sound loud for some reason. Well, you guys can deal with it, right? So what's up? Before I get started, I do want to pay the bills, so to speak, and pimp those behind the scenes who continue to support Urban Radio. First off, big thanks to the TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. I've been here, God, I don't even know how long I've been here now, 6 months maybe, 8 months at that. You know, they provide basically everything for me, the servers, support, which we use not only to listen to the cool music, but to shoutcast not only the Urban Terror matches, but Urban Radio. It is powered by Speakeasy, and if you had Speakeasy, you'd be there now. If you've not tuned in to TSN before, go check out TSNCentral.com and see why they are the number one online gaming radio station. TSN does have something for everyone, from shoutcasting of RTCW with Hair Warwitch and the Access Goat to Quake 3 with DJ Wheat, along with many weekly shows, including Urban Radio, which is heard usually every Friday. A new program we just started called The Lecture with Icy. You can check out Blanks and the Pond Biggie program. And, of course, every Saturday night we get Mandatory Metal at Jeff T. And, of course, what would it be without Juno and Indemix on Fridays? So go check out TSNCentral.com. Register and tune in to TSN each day.
You're listening to TSN on Speakeasy.
If you had Speakeasy, you'd be there now.
And in order to promote TSN a bit more, we are looking to shoutcast more Urban Terror matches. I know I've said this, God, for probably 3 or 4 months now. If you are interested in a clan match or a 2v2 match, please feel free to email me, oswald@urbanterror.net. Or you can even go to TSN Central, click on the Request a Shoutcast on the TSN website. Also want to thank Zach, CC Zach over at ZD Web Hosting. He continues to host all of our previously recorded shows of Urban Radio on a fat pipe. I think all of our shoutcasts go back to about December 2001 when we did debut. So give it a listen if you have never listened to the show before and want to check out what it is. Feel free to go over there. And, of course, all of us on the development team, I do want to extend thanks to all of those in the community who continue to play and support Urban Terror. It's because of you we are still here, and we are working hard to make Urban Terror the best damn Quake 3 mod around. And hopefully we are succeeding. As I'm watching all these comments go by and pound Urban Terror, Sweetness tells me my voice sounds gay. Thanks, Sweet. Nice ass, by the way. He must be listening. If you guys didn't know, Sweet Nuts recently was hired by Raven Software. So he's hanging out with Apoxel now, Madison, Wisconsin, enjoying the cheese. Wait till the cold comes. Wait till winter comes, Sweet Nuts. Tell me you won't be yearning for Washington or California. Anyway, if you want to check out what's gone on in the previous shows, you can go to urbanterror.net or thesixthfloor.com and click on Urban Radio. And another week has gone by, hasn't it? And we still have not given the community release date, but we are a busy bunch. Seriously, we are. We've been working every day on the development of 2.6. And there are many things involved in it, of course, some of which, like the point release, we really can't discuss because of the NDA we signed with id Software. And if you don't know what an NDA is, it stands for Non-Disclosure Agreement, which is an agreement we signed with id. Yes, we actually signed in writing something with id Software pertaining to early releases of information and files that we're given before they're actually made public, and that does include the new point release. So when you ask, hey, Sid, when's the new point release coming out? Basically, our response is going to be three letters, NDA. So be that what it may. But we are not crying wolf here. We're actually into the development, and it is not vaporware, and it is coming. QA team's been doing it here for quite a while, and we really do plan on releasing 2.6. I can see all you guys saying, well, good, give us a release date. Well, I would, but I don't have one. Actually, we sort of have one, but we're just going to have to wait. We're actually going to get into a little more 2.6 discussion right after this. I'm hot for a little 2.6.
Coinbird says he wants some coins.
May I have your attention?
Like
I don't feel tardy.
Class dismissed.
My God! Yeah, Volt, the Ubertard. That would be me, Spawn. Hey, what's up? It's Oswald back with you here live, Urban Radio on the TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. I do want to take a few minutes to give out the radio or the Urban Radio server information at the moment. I do want to thank Taco Gummo Gummo. You know, I'm going to get that MP3 that Machine made me. Or is it Thunder? It must have been Thunder that made it. The pronunciationally challenged shoutcaster. That is me. Anyways, you can go get your game on and fry your ass off over at 199.44.235.179. Port 27960. Server is located in Florida on a fractional T3, I believe. We are playing CTF. For more information, are you listening? For more information, go to urbanterror.net/server.html. Is that hard to remember? Oops, that's not what I wanted. Server.html. And I will put that in the channel, and you guys can do what you want with it. That's where all the server information is. That link will have the maps, the game type, the server IP, your refresh time, and OC3, thank you. And all the information you need. So somebody can continue to pimp that and pound Urban Terror for me. It would be much appreciated. And, you know, Jake, I have no idea what the hell you're sending me here, but you know what? It's not accepting. And MC and Big D, if you are listening in, sir, please feel free to send me a private message. Thank you. So you can go check out the Urban Radio server. As I said, it is a little CTF. Currently, we are on Drug Lord by Dragone. Anybody ever play that? All right, it's all good. So, now that you have the server information, we can continue on with the show, right? Actually, I'm going to hop in the server here and make sure everything gets going. And when I return, we will actually give you some information that you could possibly use. It's Oswald, you're listening to Urban Radio on TSN. We'll be right back. A little Radio Gaga. Queen. It's too bad some of you don't know what good music is from the 80s. Deal with it. Actually, these songs that are on the air today come courtesy of the Urban Terror community. I did not have a hand in choosing these songs. So blame those people in Pound Urban Terror who sent them to Mungo's Inn, who zipped them up and sent them to me for playing the air. So Oswald, we're back. And we're just about to get into a few things here.
Here at TSN, we know that gamers really want lots and lots of the sex.
I love it!
Thanks.
Anytime.
Log on to www.tsncentral.com for as much hummina hummina hoo-ha bow wow awooga as you can possibly handle. The Teen Sportscast Network. We call the shots.
Watch where you're shooting.
Whoa. Sorry.
TSN. We cover games.
With a whole lot of music in between.
The Teen Sportscast Network.
So we continue to see gamers questioning the happenings surrounding the development of Urban Terror recently. Is it justified? Sure it is, to a point. The development team, like I said, has not given out a release date, and there seem to be some misconceptions that we keep missing our release date, which is not really true. Seeing as we've never set a release date, there was a time we did feel very good about releasing Urban Terror 2.6 before QuakeCon. Unfortunately, that did not happen. Some feel that we are not being 100% truthful about the reasons surrounding why we did not release. If you need to know and believe what I'm saying, then listen up, I guess. The build that we had before QuakeCon was the same one that was unfortunately leaked to the community after QuakeCon 2002 ended. It was a good build. We were quite happy with it, but like an internal build, it's not complete, and it's not completely debugged. That sort of seems I'm getting into our little rant discussion here a little bit early. But I do plan on covering that, along with some of the other recent rumors and comments that we do face on a daily basis. There's basically three things I'm going to be talking about today. Many of those, there are many comments we continually see in IRC. Actually, this week in IRC, it's basically been a cesspool of shit, to be honest with you. based on some of the comments that were made by the community and the dev team, there was some disagreement between the two. I'll touch a little bit on the code merge. We did have another one. Many want to be brought up to date on the recent merge, which I believe I mentioned last week. So I'll try to give you some information as to, you know, to what I know here from Density and 27. And finally, I will touch on the leak. We're not going to say it didn't happen because it did. It was unfortunate. It's out there, but it is part of software development, and I'm sure I regret some of what I'll say regarding the leak, but I'll say my piece. I know it won't go away, but we'll just have to deal with it from there, right? And with that said, we'll cover these and other topics probably over the course of the next, 2 hours or so right here on TSN.
The Team Sportscast Network is proud to present the best of TSN.
Coming for the grab, gets caught up on the heavy on-flag slamscape, though. Still going, manages to get disjumped away, now heading down to the ravine in front of it, taken out from a chain gun blotter, drops him with a chain gun flag, goes flying, returned by Neophyte now, back on the flag stand. To grab.
I hear the machine gun fire and the grenade fire. Oh, right there, Kilmer taken down, left arm clearly blown off, incoming the Axis team. Oh, good night. The Fiera will not be pleased, and the battle raging mainly on the north-hand side near the wine cellar. You've got lots of concussion grenades exploding in showers of water and body parts.
Oh my goodness, my goodness. Holy Hannibal Lecter, Wonder Dog, that flag was returned right on the stand, feet away from a cap for 5150.
Holy Hannibal Lecter, am I supposed to say,
quick alchemist, to the Wondermobile?
Like, what do I do with that?
Martinez made a total of 6 grabs at the flag. Meanwhile, over on the 311 side, There's some long-distance mortars coming in from the Team RT guys. Wow, they're doing that from almost completely midfield, as they're just a team of heavies are just annihilating the 311 base.
So we'll take a look at Juji here on the main screen. We got Juji full health. Mortar spam beat coming in behind him. He's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 chasers. Takes a look behind him to see where everybody is. Wait. And he just keeps going forward. Beachstick wants to see a wave, and Banshee comes in and picks up the flag. So far, he's got a great run going. There's the wave. Saying hello. Banshee can't get away, though. Xtus Khan putting the hurt on him.
Juji hasn't been touched yet.
The flag actually flies by Juji. He's targeting himself, apparently.
The Gabe is in his base with the flag. Suits up in a heavy. He's going to the flag stand right now. There's a quick grab by Kirk. He's taken out. Flag is returned. Gabe caps it. 4-0. Good games already being exchanged. 4-0 on Jagged Claw, shutting out Wolfpack.
MCIU, one round over SWA. Same kind of thing I'm seeing as last round. Complete unadulterated ownage on the part of MCIU against SWA. Non-alcoholic lager's got 5-0 right now. He has had 5 kills. He's carrying an AK-47. He's got 31 health. He might die. Might die. Bix Chick got it down, waiting with a Desert Eagle. The counter terrorists are making their move up the underpass. MP5s. I see Desert Eagles. I see all kinds of guns being fired right now. It is just a bunch of spraying. The bomb is planted. It is down. It is just about to blow. That counter terrorist has no chance, but he's going to go for it anyway just to see if he can do it. Cockfugi is trying to defuse the bomb. He's got 63 health. All the terrorists are dead. It is just between him and the bomb now. Boom! Owned.
a little Yes right here. Rhythm of Love on Urban Radio. Before we continue, I have a few shout-outs here I want to get out. First one from Thunder M. You guys may know him from Thunder's Playpen. He has a new website for the Playpen. It's thunder.bcn.rug.nl/playpen. So I will actually put that in Pound Urban Tear. And this is for, as I said, the Playpen, Thunder's Playpen. If you want to check that out, the layout was done, coned, by UTZ Vampirus. Coded. Oh, and coded by Bungie, HV Bungie. So you can check that out. also want to, let's see here, from the Dot. He says, give a shout-out to Triad the Mercenaries last night for an awesome match. Yeah, you know, that match that I was supposed to shoutcast, but I was unable to get to due to my technical difficulties or my not having the knowledge to reinstall my drivers for my sound card. Either one, I'll take it. Shout-out from No Leaf Clover Triad, who was in the match last night with 625. He says, shout out to UA for the great 2v2 match last night. He says, to Drag for making everything possible for us. To Spellbinder and the other Mercenaries GTV fans, you folks rule. And to 625 for being the best there is, best there was, best there will ever be as a 2v2 partner. And the last shout out is from Pit Garf. It says, join Pound Zero S. That's Oz. He says he invites anybody to idle in Pound Zero S. It's a new channel for vids, new servers, and anything else you want to get out to the Urban Terror community. Well, God, I'm already an hour in. I haven't even started my rambling, have I? The server is full. Oh, listen to that. Sounds like a caravan. Hey, hey. It is. It's pretty much full. Blue team leads 3-1. It's currently 11-11. Kind of cool. Looks like Z Lemming leads all scorers with 84 for the red team, and FN One Leg leading the blue team with 37. We'll check back in later and see how the server's going. But now I'm actually going to get into what I wanted to talk about here. As usual, I do want to take the opportunity, as I usually do on the show, to thank the Urban Terror community for their continued support. The development team continues to be criticized, basically on the basis that we have not set a release date and that we are shutting out the community. But with that said, there are still many supporters in IRC and on the forums and elsewhere who continue to be patient and play 2.5 while waiting for the new version, which, of course, we said is going to be 2.6. Unfortunately, the community is not really privy to everything that Silicon Knights Development does. Nor will we ever discuss everything that we talk about in our development channel or on our team forums. Sorry about that. we still consider ourselves a very open development team, and we do continue to pride ourselves not only on our work, but our involvement in the community. There's just more development than software, and sometimes it's actually about the people. You know, myself, Blade Killer, Crazy Butcher, Sweet Nuts, the list goes on. Crazy Butcher, Apoxel, who's still hanging around, Sweet Nuts, Basilisk, Barbecue, Rabid Cow, Meaty. You know, like I said, some people just forget that we are people just like you. Unfortunately, the only thing you really want to hear out of us is a release date, and we completely understand that. The development team does continue to be very supportive of each other as development progresses. We are still very committed to the community, as we hope you are toward the development team. All of our efforts in Urban Terror have been 100% voluntary. Hopefully some of you who might have forgotten that, I just slapped you upside the head with that, will remember that. We do work on this mod because we like the friendships that we have developed not only on the dev team, but with some in our community. You know, one of these guys is going to be banned, and it's going to be Soul Grunt right about now. See ya. No, shit. Where is he? There he is. Guess what? Don't like him. Don't like his mouth. So, take a backseat there, my friend. So, with that said, see, that's what I'm talking about. We don't need that shit in our channel. Deal with it. Beta 2.6 is not out right now. We're still working on it. If you want a buggy version, go find the leaked version and play it, and you can get some idea what it's about, okay? So with that said, I'm going to take a break, go get my beer, and come back with some more information for you right here on TSN.
And now, a fucking public service announcement from fucking TSN. Sometimes dealing with all you asshats causes a shoutcaster to drop occasional F-bomb, or two, or five. To put it another way, if you are offended by fuck, shit, pussy, bitch, whore, snake, ass, goddamn motherfucking stupid, fuck, fucking bitch, then please disconnect now, because it's only going to get worse.
I want some balls.
Okay.
I want some balls.
All right.
I want some balls.
Balls Guarana is a high-caffeine soft drink made from the guarana berry.
A preparation from the seeds of a woody climber of Brazil used in making an astringent drink.
Balls, the most caffeinated drink on the market, gives you that energy you need to crush, maim, and destroy every last taunting bastard that gets in your way. Balls Guarana is available at supermarkets, gas stations, and convenience stores everywhere. To find that location near you, visit www.balls.com, then click on the locator tab at the top of your browser. So what are you waiting for? Visit www.balls.com and get your very own case delivered right to your doorstep. Balls.
Hey, we're back on Urban Radio right here on the TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. I am Oswald, your pimp in the box, as we turn our attention to the 2.6 development cycle. Actually, before I do that, I do have a couple other shout-outs here. First one coming from Nonus. He says, shout-out to all the Urban Terror players in Canada. So props to all you guys. I do know a couple of them. Slayer, who hangs out in Pound Urban Terror. Of course, Blade Killer and Rabid Cow up in Vancouver. The Happy Fatty himself, Mungo Zen, now in Calgary. And, of course, what's life without ISPGN.com and Warhammer? I'm sure there are some other Canadian players, but I know I've known those few for quite a while now. Also, from Taiko Gumo, that's the server you guys are playing today. He is the admin, Gumo. He says he would like me to give a quick pimp of Taiko, Team Ecosoft. They are recruiting elite players. For more information, pound Team Mako, T-A-M-A-K-O, Team A-K-O. So check that out as well. And I do want to thank him for providing the server. Everybody seems to be having a good time on there as it's packed. 12 on one team, 11 on the other, and pings aren't the best. But what do you expect? It's all about the fun, especially on Fridays right here on Urban Radio. As I said, we are an amateur development team, and basically everything we have put into Urban Terror and the development of the community has been done in our free time. The community has undergone some personal changes. We do have a core group of members who continue to bring Urban Terror to life. Some of our members have been lost to companies such as 4D Rulers. Wetwired went there. Bungie, some of you guys might remember Odd. He actually modeled some of the early models we had. And also Raven, Apoxel, and more recently Sweet Nuts, both hired by Raven Software. Others have unfortunately had to bow out gracefully due to real-life commitments or school or family. Just a couple of names I can throw at you. Dr. 8, he had to stop working on the mod because he had to finish up his PhD thesis down in Melbourne. And another guy some of you may remember, Gotta BKD, he had another online venture going, and it's actually going pretty well from what I hear. So, you know, it's all about the people who make up the team, and we're still excited to be working on it for everybody in the community. And even with these changes in the development team, the team continues to persevere and make headway with Urban Terror, which is kind of impressive. As I mentioned before in the opening, we have never set an official release date for 2.6. We did feel confident about a pre-QuakeCon release, but with the announcement of the new point release, I think we did mention that we could have a further delay. Some in the community, though, have a misconception that we are hiding behind the statements that we made on July 29th on the website, on urbanterror.net, that talks about a possible delay. And since that time, we have received more information and the point release, actually, and have had a look to see what all it includes and what we're up against once that is released. Part of this did come about when we actually had lunch and met Timo. If you don't know who Timo is the coder behind GTK Radiant, and he's also working on the new point release, the Linux and Win32 point release. Mac guys, I'm not sure what they're going to do with you. I'm hoping that the 2.6 Mac release comes out the same time as the Win and Linux, but right now I have not heard anything, and we'll just have to wait and see right now. So we met Timo along with Yidnar at QuakeCon 2002. If you don't know who Yidnar is, he's the coder behind Q3 Map. He's put a ton of time into making that. And a very cool guy. Both of them were very cool to meet. And while I don't have a coding bone in my body, I was able to ask him a few questions relating to the point release that our development team wanted to inquire about. And now we sit here with the point release in our back pocket. So Timo's been great. He has come through for us, which is nice to see. But just like you, we're at the mercy of id Software when it comes to a release date for the point release. So best I can have is watch the websites. I believe the French Quake site had an update actually an interview with Timo. I don't have the link, but I know there was a thread in the general forums regarding that. So you may want to check that out and see what he has to say. But when it comes to release, he says, when it's done. And I think you guys have heard that recently. Oh, yeah, it is a old version of Outpost. hopefully our wonderful admin who is on the server will skip that map and go on to the next one, seeing as actually I crashed. I don't know who else crashed. But it looks like a few other people did. So we'll get the server back up and running for you and continue on with the Quake 3 Urban Terror action. Oh. As I said, I did get my beer. It's in my hand here. Mm. Choke here. also remember, even if 2.6 were released today, we would still have to download the point release, like the community, and then upgrade 2.6 in order to take advantage of the new code introduced, which basically for clients and admins alike means the implementation of Punkbuster. And if you played Counter-Strike, put all that out of your mind. Put all of that out of your mind and think RTCW, Return to Castle Wolfenstein, and their version of Punkbuster. Well, I don't want to stray too far off the topic here. I do want to pass on some information that was made a couple months ago, courtesy of Tapper, who is the president of the OGL and director of QuakeCon. He says, I've been running Return to Castle Wolfenstein servers with Punkbuster enabled, and I've been working with id Software and Tony Ray, he's the head guy over at Even Balance, on Punkbuster settings for RTCW. Most of the settings will carry over without change. First, forget anything you ever saw with Punkbuster and Counter-Strike. Didn't I just say that? The game is now heavily integrated with game binary now, and Even Balance gets a lot of direct support from id Software. Punkbuster now causes no lag that I'm able to detect and works very smoothly. Just enable it, and the system does all the rest, including updating your local files. For the Urban Terror team, they can forget about trying to code against bots and hacks, and if an exploitable bug is found, they can simply publish the CVAR check to beat it, and if it goes away as a problem until you fix the bug in the next release. It also allows admins to limit any CVAR to a single value or a range, so mod coders no longer need to concern themselves with trying to limit these things, and in fact, such checks might cause conflicts with Punkbuster. Server admins can limit them as much as possible as they want with ease. Lets the coders focus on the game again and stop worrying about the cheats. Now, one thing that I know that sort of has brought a bit of confrontation in the community has been that line that said it also allows admins to limit any CVAR to a single value or range. With the assistance of Tapper, we will be providing a standard Punkbuster config file that can be used on your Urban Terror server. Hopefully the community admins will use this config or something close to it, but that will be released with the new pack file. I need to take a break, catch my breath, and join back up to the server. And we'll be right back here on Urban Radio.
And now, TSN presents an audio bliss. This has been an Audio Bliss, brought to you by the Team Sportscast Network. You're dialed in to Quake 3 Urban Terror's Urban Radio with your host, Oswald. Right here on the number one station for online gaming, TSN.
my God, do I see HV chip in a 2.5 server? I don't believe it. What's happening, Chip? Hopefully you enjoy this. See, sometimes I go head-to-head with Chip on the forums. So, got to give him a quick shout-out. Checking out the Urban Radio servers. You can hear it in the background there. We are on Drug Lord 2 by Dragone. We have QWERTY's in there, Cruel. Vulcanilch. Cradle Fire. Postman Pat. Mr. CGB. Thunder. Thom and Lioness. And for the blue team, we have Spawn, One Leg, Player X, Faxor, Alphabet, Ashoka, Bungie, as I said, Chip, and Ronin. Say the name of the group. What group? You don't have anything in front of your name, dude. Faxor. It's currently 2-1, blue team leading, and FN One Leg and HV Spawn leading all scores with 45 points. They must be camping, huh? Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm just kidding, guys. I know you don't camp. Oh, Bungie, don't worry. I will give Chip as much hell as I can dish out. Believe me. You know, it's always funny to meet people in person and actually meet them online. I realized that when I met some of these community people at QuakeCon 2002. People like Kaiser Sose, Dracostian, Child, Kaiser, MC and Big D, Snake. Oh, God, I'm going to forget the other pit guys that were there coning everybody in their ass. Yeah, anyway, it's still very cool. And, you know, sometimes I feel like we have a better relationship with those people that we have met in person. Anyway, welcome back to Urban Radio this Friday. I am coming to you live from Southern California. I was going to make the roadie to San Diego this morning, but decided not to. A little bit too tired after sleeping all night at work. So I'm hanging out right here on the sixth floor of my apartment. It's another beautiful day as I look outside over the four-way stop in front of me here. This show is not brought to you by Shin of Osaka, but if you're ever in the San Diego area and are craving sushi, then Shin of Osaka is the only sushi bar you need to know. Why do I say this? Because that's my favorite restaurant in the world. Ugh. Fresh fish flown in daily from Japan. It's located Rancho Bernardo Freeway close off the 15 Freeway. But today I'm also pimping Sierra Nevada Pale Ale, the best microbrewed beer from Chico, California. SierraNevada.com. What was the name of the group Oswald just played? Oswald just played In Flames. Flames. Fire Flames. Anyway, before we continue, I do want to hop into the Urban Radio server and play a little bit. See how swooned I get. So if you bear with me here as I rearrange all my stuff. And we can see just how bad Oswald sucks at Urban Terror. Or as Mr. Blanks would say, Kermit the Frozwald. Because he thinks I sound like Kermit the Frog. So go figure that. So here we are. We are starting on the blue team over near the river. Oh, and there's the flag. Oh, Oswald may get a kill. Nope, somebody stole my kill. You know, you don't ever try to play and shoutcast at the same time because it's very hard. Oh, there comes a grenade. Oh, as I make my way through the hallways, the doorways, and the passageways. Oh, somebody's head just got blown off. Who was that? Oh, that was a team kill. Lioness just got taken down. That's gotta hurt. So Oswald, having no idea where he's going. Ooh, this almost looks like my dolphin room. Oh! Bridal Fire just put a nice little bullet into the back of my head, and my brains just got splattered on the wall. Ouch. That hurt. Again, we spawn over near the river on the blue side. Cruel has the blue flag. Oh, and I hit Cruel in the leg, but I'm unable to kill him. Somebody drops a flash grenade, and I'm at the mercy of the flash grenade as it whip my UMP-45 running through the corridors, back onto the street, over onto the red side of the map near the wagon wheel. Oh, hey, look, a llama. No, that's not a llama. That was Cruel, who I could not put away. Damn. See, they just love this. I get in there and I get owned. Just owned. Hey, listen to that. That's the red team. That's the llamas. Get out of our spawn, Tom. What are you doing there, fool? We will have none of that on the blue team. Oh, and we have another red guy coming into the blue flag area. And he's quickly taken down by a teammate. Oh, yeah. Oz is the cheating bastard. How did you know? Is my aimbot working, Tom? Good. Yeah, I'm the big guy with the pink tutu on, so if you follow me... Oh, somebody's going to get owned here. Whoops. I just DK'd the server admin. Ain't that... Oh, that sucks. Sorry, Gumo. Oh, another flash grenade. Oh, another flash grenade. It's a plethora of flash grenades here. Oh, and Drug Lord 2 as I'm taking on Thunder M. Oh, and I put Thunder M in the ground. Take that, Thunder. So that's the sort of fun we like to have here in the Urban Radio server. And as I said, my skills are bad enough without shoutcasting. But trying to play and shoutcast at the same time just does not work too well. I think there are some spots open if you want to get in there. You can go to urbanterror.net/server.html. That'll give you all the server information. And currently it looks like there's one spot left. So get in on the action, have a little fun, and we'll be back in later to bring you up to date on the Urban Radio server. Urban Radio and TSN are brought to you by speakeasy.net. If you had Speakeasy, you'd be there now. And actually, I do have Speakeasy. Purchased it a few months back. I think this is the second month I've had of their service. And what a huge difference. I mean, oh my God, none of those puny fly-by-night operations anymore like DSL Extreme up in Van Nuys, California. Never go with those people. Although they had good customer service, but you know what? Their service, eh-eh. Currently, I'm running 768 up and down SDSL, and my pings usually anywhere in North America end up being sub-100. And if you can afford it, get it, just do it. It's definitely worth it. Best investment I've made in a while. With that out of the way, it's time to have a sip of my beer. As I said, with that out of the way, it's time to discuss a little bit about the merge. The code merge, that is. And gamers continue to inquire about the recent code merge. Actually, I think it was mentioned last week during the show by myself that 27 and Density were actually merging their two bases, code bases, together. And while there were some positive things that came out of that build, there were still some issues that we had to work out. And I think even Density said himself that he sort of rushed the merge. And we did end up with a few problems that we still need to work out here in some of the upcoming builds. Now, before you get all pissy at us, remember we need to have a relatively bug-free release. So, actually, Grudge, this is my second beer, so no, I don't need that nipple quite yet. I'm sure I could use a couple nipples tonight, but we'll keep that a little later. See, you got me off topic. I got nipples on my mind and not Urban Terror. shit, where was I? Oh yeah, as I was saying, we need a relatively bug-free release for Beta 2.6, as this will be the basis on what we build Beta 3.0 on. So we continue to test and build and test and build so often that I'm guessing we do it at least once a week, sometimes two. I know Density is working on another build this weekend. And the actual number of the build is really immaterial. The testing will be done on a LAN in order for Density to actually get a first-hand look at some of these issues that the QA team continues to note, but that he and 27, unfortunately, cannot reproduce. You know, somebody will say, oh, this happens with the mini-map, and Density or 27 will go to try to reproduce, and unfortunately, they can't do it. Grudge 6, so what about shooting grenades? Not gonna happen. So I guess that sort of gets the coders a bit frustrated, that and me always on them, when are we releasing? But, you know, I've told them, hey, it's all good. Whenever you guys are done, QA team and the dev team feel like we have a good build, that's when I'm going to commit to a release date and give it to you. recently the vibe, as I call it, in Pound Urban Terror has been pretty hostile. Actually, very hostile. I'm sure part of this stems from what I'll be talking about very shortly. As I mentioned, I think I described the channel as a cesspool of shit in the beginning of the show. Because it was really nothing but complaints, whinings, and disagreements. And it really wasn't even over Urban Terror in some cases, which is pretty bad. What happened to that strong community we once had? I'm not really sure, but I guess that's sort of to be expected as the mod continues to grow in size, and more people begin idling in our channel. The channel, I believe, now averages well over 200 people on a daily basis, which is nice to see, and as usual, we do thank everybody for their support in Pound Urban Terror. We do have opt and voice gamers there for a reason, and that's usually to help the conversation along, regardless of what you think of the ops or the people with voice. The development team members are not there to police the channel on a consistent basis, like Basilisk and myself have been doing recently, and we really don't want to continue that trend. We don't like moderating the channel. We don't like banning people, but sometimes it has to be done because people cannot be mature enough to handle themselves. I can think of one person in particular who continues to spam me on a daily basis, F.U. So I'm sure he's not listening, but I'm sure he knows who he is. And, it's just stuff like that that, we don't need. So all the gamers with a voice, as I said, are our QA guys and girls. Vampirus. And other people from the community we've given voice to. For example, Warhammer's on our QA team. Cat and Wiz, you may know them. They run ETG. Oh, who else is in there you guys might know? Roger over at planetquake3.net. Nash is usually in there from QuakeCon. Katu, who is one of the admins for ETG. So we have a few people in there. Like I said, we're not there to police it, so you guys know what to do. Hang out, have a good time, and do what you do best. So do not take it personally if we do not give you ops or voice. I will stop spamming FU, Tama. Right. So why has the channel been so turbulent? Well, I think it comes from the misunderstanding the community has regarding an unfortunate incident. As many of you know, we did distribute the internal build 11 to the BYOC area at QuakeCon 2002. At the time, we felt it was a strong enough build that this would actually help us get some mass feedback on our progress. Plus, we thought Tapper would like to check it out since he was a very harsh critic on Beta 2.3 and Beta 2.4, and we basically knew he'd shoot straight with us. Overall, the response was very positive. We heard back from many gamers about their experiences, their likes and dislikes, and what we could possibly do to improve the build. And we also knew that this build would be passed on to the community members who actually did not attend QuakeCon. And really, there was no worries on our part, or so we thought. While we do not really feel the need to go into details, server files were unfortunately distributed, and that's when things got sort of out of hand. And you know what? This is probably going to be the only time you hear me talk about the 2.6 leak, so either get it here now or don't get it at all, because we, like I said, really don't want to have it in our channel. God, I sound like the IRC Nazi now, don't I? Really, I'm an easygoing guy. Some people's children. Anyways, with the server files, this sort of causes problems because the server files were actually never supposed to be released to anybody. These were SID files only, and they were our protection if the client build were ever leaked, like it is now. And maybe you have seen me being a bit short-tempered recently in IRC, banning quicker than usual, or who knows, maybe without reason. And I'm sure Blade, Basilisk 27, and some of the QA guys can actually attest to the same thing. It's somewhat frustrating to see files which are distributed without our consent given out freely to the community. Is playing this leaked version before we officially release it wrong? You betcha. And nothing really pissed us off more than to see gamers who, supposedly support the development team and the mods spamming links for the leak in Pound Urban Terror. I mean, how stupid can some of you be? No offense. Really, no offense. You know, of course, actions like this or questions such as where can I get the leak build of 2.6, you know, those really don't sit too well with the development team and will usually result in a ban of some sort. And if you don't like it, well, tough. That's our policy, and we're really not going to change it. But seeing as things have sort of calmed down, including us on the development team, we basically must make the best out of a bad situation. As we said, this is still, and I repeat, still not an official release from the development team. It is an internal build, which is not meant for public distribution, so that means there are going to be bugs and issues in the build that we're most likely well aware of and that we've already resolved or in the process of resolving. As I said, we will not actually support or talk about the build and pound Urban Terror, so basically consider that taboo. But there are people out there playing it against you know, what we say is right. You know, the funny thing is these, you know, supposed supporters seem to think they are helping the development team, which in our opinion, you know, is really the only one that counts since we are the development team and those are leaked files. So they couldn't be more wrong when, you know, they say they are helping us and, you know, we happen to disagree. No, it's not even called a preview teaser. I'm sorry. It's called a leak. So if you happen to play the leaked version without SID consent, please do us a favor. A, keep it to yourself. B, do not ask us or tell us about the problems you have. And C, do not spam links in our IRC channel. Oh, yeah. And don't expect much in terms of a discussion from us on those leaked files. Simple, isn't it? So hopefully that sets some people straight about about it. Yes. Now, on to some more good news. Grudge 6, 13 is old, so deal with it, okay? Jersey 2.6 is free to all once it's officially released. We're not asking for any money. But I do have comments on that, too. Still to come right here on Urban Radio on TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. I'm Oswald, as I said, hanging out with you. We're about an hour and a half into the show or so. Actually, about an hour 45.
What's up?
And there's
actually... This radio program contains a pronunciationally challenged shoutcaster. Please take care selecting your shout-outs, for they might be susceptible to mispronunciation.
And that's usually the case with me, as I know English. I'm good English, right? Yeah. Thanks to Thunder for that little sounder. And like I said, we're going to move on to something here that some good news. Yes, there is good news, believe it or not. Seems we are making great progress on the t-shirts. I remember those. People called them vaporware, and I think I've been saying that for like 3 or 4 weeks now. So much so that we could actually have them out before the release of 2.6, which is actually huge. Actually, I have been in constant discussion and communication with Tommy and Andrew over at geekwares.com. If you need a t-shirt, check out geekwares.com. They got some pretty kick-ass t-shirts. And they have the thong, the Quake thong. If you happen to be at QuakeCon 2002, then I'm sure you know what Quake thong was. As I said, I have been talking to Tommy and Andrew, and it seems we should be signing the contract to have t-shirts produced at the end of the weekend here. I actually have the contract on my computer, and it looks like I will be signing that today. And if that's the case, then the shirts should go on sale later this week, which is very cool. Of course, we will provide more information on urbanterror.net when everything is final. And you know how contracts go, right? We need to read and understand all the fine print, which is which is what Basilisk and I have been doing for the past 2 days. You know, this is something that the community has been asking and inquiring about for some time, so we're kind of excited about it. But Tommy is getting anxious to press some t-shirts, some hats, and possibly stitch some polo shirts. So, like I said, we're sort of excited about this. And as I mentioned last week, there is a new PayPal donation link on urbanterror.net. We are not asking or requesting gamers to donate. Remember that. We are not asking anyone to give their hard-earned dollar, peso, lira, Deutschmark, euro, whatever you want to call it, to Siliconized Development. This is something the community had been inquiring about for some time, and after some thought and discussion, we finally got the account, and we have begun accepting donations. The name on the, I believe, on the bill will be S. Streaker. That is Basilisk, Scott Streaker. So if you happen to see that, that is what it is. That will be your donation on your receipt. And we do want to thank everyone who has donated, but we also want to thank those who did not donate and still continue to play and enjoy the mod. As I said, remember, mods are not about money, and Silicon Ice is not about money. But your donations will actually help offset the cost of hosting and our connection. So very, very much thanks. Shit. Thanks for that. It's actually time for me to grab another Sierra Nevada, but before we do that, we're going to check out some of the happenings in the community when we come right back here on Urban Radio, right here on a TSN.
Gaming. first. If you're the kind that likes to play with themselves, this is your game. But if you're the kind that plays well with others, this is your game.
Prepare to fight.
Defend our flag.
Command is coming.
Excellent.
Game on.
Game on. Game is always on when you're with Oswald right here on Urban Radio. When the game is on, currently the game is on in Tallahassee, Florida. That's right. That's where the Urban Radio server is located this week. If you want to get in on the Urban Terror action, feel free to go to www.urbanterror.net/server.html. It'll give you all the information you need to know. Currently, we are playing Sands by Energizer. Score is 1-0 in favor of the red team. And the match has only been going about 9 minutes, so get in there and frag your ass off. That said, I have a few other shout-outs here to pass along. First one coming from the Saint. He says, shout-out to Rough Riders and House of Valhalla. So thanks for that shout-out there, Saint. And also from Ghostblade, to all the United Kingdom players that play Urban Terror, she's glad to be playing with some fellow Brits and Irish. She says, by the way, I am an American. So thanks to Ghostblade for that. And I do want to clear one thing up. Anything that you purchase with the Urban Terror logo on it actually will not be from the development team. Geekwares will be... You'll have to set it up with Geekware. I'm not sure what they accept. I'm assuming they accept some sort of money order or... You know, maybe cash or check. I have not actually been over to their site recently, so I'm not exactly sure what they take in terms of cash money. Somebody else who inquired, I believe, about the Urban Terror case. Some of you know I do have an Urban Terror case. It's got the cool Urban Terror logo with the three bullets above it and a piece of plexiglass that, you know, you can look in and see how dirty my computer now is. If you're looking for one of those, you can go to alienmedia.com.au. They sell them. I'm not sure how much they are. I believe somebody told me they were like $270, which is kind of pricey, I would think. Of course, I didn't pay that for the three I purchased, but I got a deal. But I know that my case actually is on their site, and they do laser cutting, so... You know, if you're looking for something and are willing to shell out the money, then I guess you could buy one. $270 is a lot of money, though. Wow. Especially for a case. So, window opens for the monitors. So, hopefully, Info2X, hopefully that answered your question. Quick shout out to MC's Satine. She's hanging with us today on Urban Radio. Black dress, pearls, and, oh, red hair. Oh, I love red hair. Okay. Back on to some Urban Terror information for you. if you haven't heard it from Muffin Man yet, then go check out Urban Terror Central on IRC. It's #URTCentral. These guys are up to doing some interviews with people from around the Urban Terror community, so stop by and say hello. Ooh, it looks like ArcVile's getting disconnected on server 1. I am running the server a little bit higher than usual today. It is at 56K. The bit rate is at 65K. So some of you may have some problems listening. As I mentioned in the forums a few weeks back, we are still in the early stages of setting up a large-scale tournament for Urban Terror. And this will take form after we release 2.6. And in order to resolve some of the problems the community is having now, since many people really don't want to play to 2.5 at the moment. If you haven't checked out... we don't have many details on it yet. I've been talking to the organizers of it. And we want to make sure that 2.6 gets out and is welcomed with open arms from the community. And that there are actually no showstoppers, you know, big bad bugs. That actually make us kick out a patch to fix more shit. So hang in there for that. But there seems to be many people who are interested in a large-scale tournament like this. And, you know, of course, there'd be free swag to the winners. So I'm sure many of you who want free stuff will most likely play. As I said, details are still a bit sketchy. Don't know if it'd be TS, CTF, TDM, things like that. Don't know if it's going to be 4-on-4, 5-on-5, 2-on-2. So just hang in there. And once 2.6 is out, we will get all the details to you and pass along the rules, regulations, and all that good stuff. If you haven't checked out FPSmods.com, they do have a review of Urban Terror posted, thanks to DevilVT. Overall, he scored the mod a 9.7, sounds and graphics both receiving 10s, and gameplay getting a 9. So check that out. I happened to read it last night. Very good review. And also last night, I did have an interview with DevilVT, and he posted that as well over on FPSmods.com. We talked for about, 45 minutes or so. Questions range from the mod itself to the community and what we can expect in the future from the development team. Some good questions, and if you've been around the community, then some of this information you have probably heard previously on other interviews. But anyway, check that out. Thanks to DevilVT and the crew over at FPSmods.com. And while the coders are working on fixing bugs and many of the development team members are testing it, not only offering suggestions and fixes for the current build, I've actually begun working on the actual release package that we're going to have. This includes things like the support files you find in the build, like the URLs, the README files, and the other odds and ends that we're going to include. And as you may or may not know, we are going to have another release bash like we did for, what was the big one? Was it 2.3 that I had the radio problem? Yeah, it was. Beta 2.3. I'm sure some of you remember that. We got, I think we had over 1,100 people in Pound Urban Terror and 250 or so on the server listening to the show. And I don't think TSN was ready for it. There was quite a bit of lag. But this time we will be ready, and hopefully everybody will be able to listen to it this time. But I am working on the release package, and as I said, you'll be able to listen to the show and hang out in Pound Urban Terror, and that'll actually precede the actual release or the actual news post on 2.6. That'll include the FTP links for the files. And also during the show, we will talk to hopefully a few of the Silicon Ice development team members. Yeah, I won't forget the icon this time. And you know what? How about I also update the description.txt file, so when you update your Quake, or excuse me, your Urban Terror, it doesn't say 2.5, it'll actually say 2.6. See, that's why you never let a coder do this, because a coder always forgets it, thanks to Dr. 8 for that. I can't say that, but I did. Anyway, and during the show, as I said, we will be talking to some of the Silicon Ice development team members, along with giving some swag away. And we're actually not talking peanuts here. We're going to have some big prizes that would be worth their weight in gold, but you will have to work at it in order to win. Of course, we're not going to tell you what that is and or what you must do in order to win some of that free swag. But in due time, you'll know, as we'll give out all the information the day of the release. So hopefully you guys will hang in there to Pound Urban Terror, listen to the show on the day of the release, and continue to be patient with us as we are working as hard as we can to get this out. Do any of you believe that? If so, say, I believe you, Oz. Good. I'm going to take another drink of my beer now. What else do we have for news? Actually, pulled this off the general forums from Poll. It says this weekend, we will have a single map rotation on the Lix.be server. That's at 212.68.195.169, standard port. It starts tonight at 2359. I'm guessing that's Greenwich Mean Time. I don't know, UTC, whatever you want to call it. During the 2 days, that means 2,880 minutes of all the UT Rommel you can stand in CTF. We know Thunder has done this in the past. So has the crew over at FSK405. They have done some interesting things to their servers, and many gamers seem to take to it. So if you dig Rommel, like I dig barbecue, then check out that post in the general forums, and you can play Rommel all weekend long. He says, I hope to see many of you there. Have a good game, and see you on the battlefields. Let me see if I'm just checking my private messages here. Quake 3 thong with your signature. I'd wear it every day. Yeah. As if you're going to... How about a recently worn thong? Would you take that, Fusion? Yeah, right. You're not going to get me into one of those things. But you get a redhead into one of those things for me. Oh, baby. Thanks to Lord of Doom for this information from Clanbase, and he was typing as quickly as he could before the show began to give me this news. The Clanbase Quake 3 Urban Terror Team Survivor Open Cup Season 2. The second season is about to start. And this week the teams playing have been selected. Out of about 100 clans that applied have been selected, and they have been divided into two divisions, 32 each. Four pools with eight clans in each pool. They'll fight in a small competition. After the playoffs, will follow. Okay, now forgive me. I'm just reading. Yeah, MC, I'd take that. If you got one. Or if you're good in Photoshop. So bear with me here. I'm just reading what he... I didn't proofread any of this, so I'm trying to suffer through this just like you guys are. After that... After the small competition, the playoffs will follow. Some of the clans that will participate are IQS, the International Quake Squad, last season's winner. House Valhalla having last season's bronze medal in their pocket. Other clans. Here, let me play this first.
This radio program contains a pronunciationally challenged shoutcaster. Please take care selecting your shoutouts, for they might be susceptible to mispronunciation.
Okay, there, I've said my said my piece. Now I know I'm going to screw up some of these clan names. Armin's Jaeger Skola, the Rough Riders, Plore, Dawning Dusk, Zul, Agony and Realm, Deadly Warriors, Quo Vatis, Resurrection, the Abjects, are just a few of the teams who are going to be taking part in the Clan Base Season 2 Team Survivor Cup. And not forgetting the Euroclan favorite, UTZ. Of course, LOD has to get a pimp in there for UTZ. I do want to say good luck to all 64 clans, and may the best clan win. The season starts a week after the release of 2.6, and we will get weekly updates if we are lucky. And also, if I'm invited to, hopefully I can shoutcast some of those matches. Well... just about 2 hours in, and I'm probably going to take one more break here. Going to come back and see what's on tap for the weekend right here. I'm Oswald. You're listening to Urban Radio on TSN.
We say vengeance is blood.
One last community note here that, you know, I almost forgot this. I'm sort of beside myself. There's no way I should have forgot this because I was actually going to take part in it, but unfortunately I have other plans, and I believe Vampirus has a qualified shoutcaster, I'm hoping. Vampirus? Yes, good, you do. Thank God. Tomorrow, the female versus male fun scrimmage will take place. This is number 5. It'll be held tomorrow, that's September 14th, at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 2100 BST, GMT, and 2200 CET. What is that, Central European Time, I'm guessing? It'll be teams of 7 versus 7, 2 maps. One will be on the European server, the other on the American server. Every game, we actually take a new vote for the players picked and for the maps and game type. Game types to be chosen are CTF, Team Survivor, and Team Deathmatch. All final release maps can be chosen. The map with the most votes. Same goes for the game type. It gets played during the scrimmage. Our time limit for the map is 25 minutes. Round limit time is 4 minutes. For more information, you can go to /female-male-scrim, S-C-R-I-M. Rules? Very few rules. Just don't be an ass when you're on the server. That's about it. Seriously, that's about all the rules that we have. So it does. I'm scanning her page here. If you want more information, you can go to servisions.net/fmfs.php. It looks like tomorrow the female team is going to be made up of Trinity, a.k.a. Z, from FSK405. Why did I think Trinity was a guy? Oh, well. Anyways, Louise, Adorable Doll, Misconduct, Lioness, Jim's Kitten, and the subs for the female for the Femine Fatale. Femme Fatale, that's what I say. I can pronounce that a little bit easier. Queen Bee from Triad, Fraggle from Nox, and Vampires from UTZ. And for the Maski Maligi, Raider from Enigma, Sting from Nox, Hellraiser from Nuts, Dark from EZC, Night Monkey, Dunedin from TTSOM, Penalogic from Triad, Subs UZ Hair, Cakes, and No Leaf Clover. The votes have been tallied, and tomorrow, the CTF map. Oh my God. Rama will be the CTF map, and Casa will be the Team Survivor map. Looks like Boss Van Silly will be bringing you all the action. I got to bow out because I have a land tomorrow. Sorry, Vampy. I wanted to. See, and actually, I was going to be in San Diego this week, and so I was sort of, I was really not going to be able to cast anyway, but we're playing Battlefield 1942 tomorrow, so I got to go. So if you want more information, as I said, servisions.net, S-E-R-V-I-S-I-O-N-S, servisions.net/fmfs.php for more information. Or you can actually contact UTZ Vampire. She's hanging out in Pound Urban Terror and over on Pound UTZ. Any more shout-outs? Thanks, Satine. Any more shout-outs? No, I guess not. So with that, you know where that brings us? I know where that brings us. Ooh, yeah. Listen to that. Little Herb Alpert, Spanish Flea. It's basically all she wrote for today for Urban Radio right here on the TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. Hopefully we have provided you with some information that give you a better idea as to what we've been up to. All our resources are focused on 2.6. As I said, you want it as badly as we want to get rid of it. You don't believe me? Just ask anyone on the development team. Next week on the show, we will bring you up to date on the build. Between now and then, I would not be surprised if there's another build or two. The coders will actually get into fixing some of the other current issues we are still fighting. As soon as we get the information and details from them or something happens, we will let you know. Keep an eye out on UrbanTerror.net, as we will have an announcement on the t-shirts as soon as I give them my John Hancock. And as I said last week, hopefully a release date will follow shortly. Coming up this weekend on TSN, tonight join your host Juno the live mixing show where you pick what gets put in the mix, beginning live at 10 p.m. Eastern. And tomorrow, the professor is on the mic once again for the lecture. That's right. Tune in his icy comments on everything and anything from his unique and ultra-conservative tone. What does he have on tap for tomorrow's show? Bush makes his case to the UN. The UN reacts to Bush's ultimatum. Florida voting messes up again. Surprise, surprise. Nelson Mandela calls American a threat to world peace. And also mandatory metal Saturday at Jeff T. beginning at 11 p.m. Eastern. Pound metal for more information on IRC. I do want to thank everyone for playing on the Urban Radio server and for listening to Teiko Gumo for providing that server for Siliconized Development. I'm Oswald. We want to thank you for support. See you next week, and I am out.
Oh, that's over? All right, well, I'll be back next week with more kicking tunes for your booty butt.
Coinbird says he wants some coins.